Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Arizona Senator John McCain returns to Capitol Hill today to take part in a key vote on health care reform, but what senators are voting on isn't entirely clear.
Senator McCain and other rank-and-file Republicans will have to vote to move forward with the repeal and maybe replace legislation to find out what's actually in it. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that will allow it to be amended as senators see fit.
Our constituents deserve better than the pain Obamacare has brought them.
President Trump flew to West Virginia to speak at the Boy Scouts National Jamboree last night.
You know, after 7 years of saying repeal and replace Obamacare, we have a chance to now do it. They better do it.
While the thousands of scouts and leaders reacted positively, the national organization felt compelled to issue a statement reminding the nation it's nonpartisan. Bob Costantini, the White House.
President Trump is again criticizing his attorney general again this morning on Twitter. One tweet saying, quote, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a very weak position on Hillary Clinton crimes, where are emails and DNC servers, and intel leakers, unquote. Meanwhile, former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli says Jeff Sessions will weather this criticism.
This is embarrassing. It's frustrating for him, but it doesn't stop him from doing his job unless he lets it. And I think he's made it very clear he isn't going to let it stop him from doing his job.
The Montgomery County Council takes up another minimum wage bill today. County Executive Ike Leggett vetoed the last one. This bill would, again, gradually raise the minimum to $15 an hour, but would also try to cushion small businesses and nonprofits from the full impact of the legislation. There's some upheaval going on with Metro's board of directors as the Trump administration gets rid of two Obama-era appointees.
The two new guys, Steve McMillan and David Horner, both come from financial backgrounds. McMillan worked in President George W. Bush's Office of Management and Budget.
I've tried to help people understand the fiscal reality of the policy choices they face.
He's staying noncommittal on big issues like dedicated funding and increasing federal funding.
I want to come into this with an open mind.
The two Obama administration appointees that are now out came from transportation safety backgrounds.
Yeah, I'm very sad about losing Carol and Dave.
Board Chairman Jack Evans says safety's always the top priority, but the new guys will learn fast. Metro needs more money, not less.
I think the federal government has shortchanged Metro and needs to really step up.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The race for governor of Maryland may soon get one more candidate. The Washington Post reports that Krishanti Vignaraja, a former aide to Michelle Obama, is considering running. Vignaraja is currently an adjunct professor at Georgetown University. The driver of that truck that was carrying dozens of illegal immigrants says he had no idea there were people in his truck.
60-year-old James Bradley made his first appearance before a federal judge in San Antonio. He was driving a semi-truck over the weekend and had parked in front of a Walmart. Police got a 911 call about someone asking for water. When they responded, they found a trailer filled with 38 people. 10 died. Bradley said he heard people banging on the side of the trailer. He opened the door and says up to 40 people ran off, but he never called police. Bradley will stay in jail until his next hearing on Thursday. I'm Alan Skaya.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,513, the Nasdaq at 64,11. Sports, another win for the O's as they beat Tampa Bay. The Nats had the night off. They open a series with the Brewers at home tonight. WNBA, the Mystics are in San Antonio. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now, anywhere you download.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 2.75% with an APR of 2.999% on a 10-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today, 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today. 800-700-8068 for a 10-year fixed mortgage of 2.75% with an APR of 2.999%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's J.R. Russ in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The accident on I-95 in Northern Virginia just past Dale Boulevard has cleared, but it's causing backups to Dumfries Road. Further up, it's slow Lorton to Franconia. 395 below speed now, just about all the way in Beltway to Pentagon. 66 slow inbound Lee Highway to the Beltway. Inside the Interloop, not bad. Virginia Beltway, Interloop slow 50 up to Cabin John Parkway. GW Parkway inbound now slow from Dolly Madison on in. 95 slow to the Beltway from the Intercounty Connector. Outer Loop Beltway topside slow 95 to Georgia Avenue. And the Beltway is slow approaching the Wilson Bridge, a little slow back to Branch Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, here's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds are in this morning with some clear skies starting to break in. A better cloud sun mix through the morning into the afternoon commute. 83, that northwest breeze 10 to 20 miles an hour. A passing shower tonight, maybe a shower tomorrow with more clouds gathering late in the day up near 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 70 in Vienna, 71 in La Plata, 71 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The Trump administration opts for financial specialists over safety experts on the Metro Board. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. All right, 8:07 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'll make this a quick one. Our main man, Larry Kudlow, joining us at 8:35 this morning on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnades, alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. As we all know, yesterday, Jared Kushner delivered an 11-page statement on whether he colluded with Russia.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Very forceful, very direct in his statements. And to discuss those statements right now with us is Francesca Chambers. She is the White House correspondent for the Daily Mail. Francesca, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. What a morning. It's turning out to be already, guys.
I know. So yesterday, Jared Kushner released an 11-page statement about his contacts with Russians, Russia, Russia, Russia. And he was very forceful. You heard it right there. I did not collude with Russia. What is your take on his 11-page statement?
Well, there's a lot of things in there that we did know already. He had, at this point, already said that he met with a Russian banker, that he had met with the Russian ambassador to the United States. And we did know at this point that he had sat in on the meeting with the Russian lawyer at Trump Tower that Donald Trump Jr. had set up. So those contacts with the Russians were already previously known to us. What I think is new about this is his telling of the story of how the meeting at Trump Tower with the Russian lawyer, who they thought maybe had some dirt on Hillary Clinton, turned out she just wanted to talk about Russian adoption, how that whole thing came about. He claims to not have read the email, the subject line of the email saying what the meeting was going to be about. And then he says that while he was in the meeting, it was such a waste of his time that he actually emailed an assistant and asked her to call him to get him out of this, to come up with some excuse to get him out of this meeting. So I think that's what's really fascinating and new about what he said in this.
Yeah, especially that email. It suggests you don't announce that you did an email like that without being prepared to turn that email over to investigators. And it seems like Jared Kushner is relying on that to be like, look, this is exonerating. The point was, the meeting was of no value to me, and I even have an email that demonstrates that.
I also found that when we say he had a meeting, and there seems to be a difference as to what the word meeting means. When, if I met you, for instance, Francesca, at a cocktail party, I said, oh, hi, how are you? And met you, and we sat and we talked. We didn't have a meeting, as far as I'm concerned. A meeting to me is something that is pre-planned, that is something that is scheduled, and, you know, for instance, meeting with Veselnitskaya, that was a meeting. But if he had met with Kislyak, for instance, at a cocktail party, does that qualify in D.C. as a meeting?
Well, for the purposes of this document, he did include one contact with Kislyak at, as you said, a cocktail party. It was a reception for the candidate Trump at the time when he gave a foreign policy speech in Washington, D.C. at the Mayflower Hotel. So in D.C., no, we might not consider that a meeting. However, in the context of this whole Russia probe, that has come up repeatedly. The same thing is happening with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He was also at that same reception. Does that count as a meeting with the Russians? Perhaps not, but it does count as a contact with the Russians if he did have a conversation with the Russian ambassador while he was there.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of receiving lines and cocktail parties to be scrutinized in D.C. I want to ask you about Jeff Sessions, because the President of the United States, and as you mentioned at the start of this interview, has been off to a hot start this morning, tweeting several things about the Attorney General. What's the sense that you're getting as you go to the White House and as you're covering this of Jeff Sessions' future with the Trump administration?
Well, Jeff Sessions was at the White House yesterday. Now, the White House says that he wasn't meeting with the president, but that's certainly raising eyebrows as to why he was there, especially since, as you said, we saw the president again tweeting about his own attorney general, who he nominated and who was the earliest supporter of Donald Trump on Capitol Hill. And now he is publicly attacking him. First, it started with the fact that Jeff Sessions wanted to recuse himself from the Russia probe altogether, and that really upset the president. Now he's turned to focusing on Hillary Clinton, his opponent in the election, and the fact that the Department of Justice has not reopened an investigation into her,
right,
even inflating it with the Democratic National Committee and some issues that they've had, even though she wasn't a part of the Democratic National Committee per se. It's completely separate from the Clinton campaign. And the president is saying this morning that she has committed crimes that they should be looking into. And so they're putting some very public pressure on the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, to open this investigation. Yesterday,
yes,
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's going to be the White House press secretary, said that if the DOJ thinks it would be appropriate, they think that they should open an investigation, but it's clear what the president wants.
Fran, you deal a lot with these White House communications people. What are they saying regarding the President Trump's tweets and statements about Jeff Sessions? Are they just giving you the president's words speak for themselves, or are they offering more detail?
They're saying that if he didn't want Jeff Sessions in that position, then Jeff Sessions wouldn't be the attorney general still. But again, I think it's very clear to all of us that he's pretty furious at Jeff Sessions and the job that he's doing, and he may not be ready to fire him yet, particularly in the sense of the fact that he's already gotten rid of his FBI director. And when you have these investigations going on, not necessarily into the president, but into his campaign, these allegations of Russian collusion, it would certainly look very bad if he did get rid of his attorney general, even if it wasn't because the president himself is under investigation. And so it seems to be that he's resorting to at least putting pressure on him very publicly to do what he wants him to do.
Yes, and we also have Feinstein calling for Sessions to testify again based on the report that you mentioned from the Washington Post that there was another meeting, this one with Kislyak, because Kislyak told his superiors that he discussed campaign-related issues with Jeff Sessions. And I wonder if President Trump is looking at him as a possible liability, so cut him loose now as opposed to having him, you know, being standing by him and then being criticized for that at a later date.
But again, if he gets rid of his attorney general at this point, there will be a lot of questions regarding that and whether it's
right.
The reason
yeah.
that he got rid of him was the same thing they're wondering about James Comey. Was it because he was under investigation? Was it because he's upset that the special counsel might be looking into his finances and he's trying to head that off? So at this point, it could cause more headaches for Donald Trump to get rid of Jeff Sessions, regardless of how he may feel about the job that he's doing.
Anthony Scaramucci tweeted out that the on-camera press briefings are going to be returning. Will he be behind the mic?
Well, they say that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be the one who's behind the mic, but as we saw over the weekend, Anthony Scaramucci was on several networks, and he's a guy who has been on television in the past, on CNBC as a contributor. He's someone who obviously feels very comfortable up there talking to the press, and he talked about how he wants to have a better relationship with the media moving forward. And so that's really something that I think is evident in the shakeup that we've seen in the White House communication shop, that they perhaps recognize at this point that there is a third estate and you can't shake them so easily. And perhaps it might be better to have a better working relationship with the press.
Fran, real quickly, do you think that that's real, though? Do you think the press will have a better relationship with the White House now?
Well, there's a difference between the things that the president's saying and the relationship between the press and the press office. And certainly it makes it difficult, I think, to have a good relationship with the White House as a whole when the president is calling journalists fake news and attacking their news outlets. But at the same time, it's still possible, I think, to have a good relationship with the White House press office aside from that.
The Daily Mail's Francesca Chambers. Thanks so much, Fran.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day, guys.
Appreciate you stopping by. You can catch her on one of those famous televised press briefings. She's constantly asking questions of the White House. It's 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's, J.R. Russ in the Hadid Carpiglini Traffic Center. I got that Jamie Whitten thing stuck in my head.
Can't keep him straight without a scorecard. This one's sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. That's how you know we're live and local. There's an accident on northbound Dumfries Road on 95 in Virginia. Slowing, that has been cleared now. And at Dale Boulevard now, you're slow up to Lorton to Franconia. And 395, pretty much slow all the way in Beltway to the Pentagon. 66 slow from 50 to the Beltway. Also in the Virginia Beltway, you're slow 50 up to the Cabot John Parkway. GW Parkway improving much more now coming in. And 95 is slow to the Beltway from the Inner County Connector. Also, we've got a report of an accident now on the Beltway at Georgia Avenue on the outer loop, so that's slowing things back around to 95. Also, the Beltway inner loop slow from Branch Avenue to the Wilson Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, here's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today we've got sun and clouds mixed, a high of 83 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a slight chance of a rain shower, and a low of 68. Tomorrow, we'll have some mixed clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds later in the day. Slight chance of a rain shower then, high of 84 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 72, 8:17 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Summer Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Book online at ZeroResDC.com. I want to be a cowboy,
baby, with a top left. Well, Kid Rock may be remaking this song into I Want to Be a Senator, Baby, because Kid Rock, who you may all soon know as Robert Ritchie, is leading in a poll against a hypothetical race against the Democratic incumbent Debbie Stabenow in Michigan, in a Michigan Senate race. Now, here's the he's up
some campaign he's running. He's already up over Debbie Stabenow. He did nothing. How did he do that?
He just launched and he put up one statement. That was it. He is up 4 points ahead of her, which is, he said 30%, which is 4 points ahead of Debbie Stabenow. Now, let's take this in the light in which it is intended. 44% of the respondents said, I'm not going to pick either one right now, which is probably smart right now. Among those who did not state a preference, though, Kid Rock led 54-46%. So they wouldn't choose, but if you put a gun to their head and made them, they would pick Kid Rock over Debbie Stabenow. Now, here's the thing. You know, the Democrats are taking this very seriously. Senator, as we know, Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren had sent out a fundraising email based off of Kid Rock entering this race and said, Democrats, she said, well, this may all be a joke, but we all thought Donald Trump was joking when he rode down the escalator at Trump Tower and announced his campaign, too.
Right.
I wonder if this is just going to devolve into us seeing every celebrity running.
Miley Cyrus running
for the Democrats.
How do you attack the man who has nothing to hide? That's really the question here. Kid Rock is, as Political Magazine notes, known for his provocative lyrics, drug use, drinking, sexual promiscuity, and run-ins with the law. But since we already know that, what's left to put on the table to attack his candidacy?
Well, so Donald Trump was the same way. He's like, yeah, I had affairs. Yep, got it. Three wives. Yep, put it off. You got it. That's right. He had it all out there. Now, let's move on.
Let's move on. Figure it out why I'm Can't figure it out.
Usher back in the news. We talked about Usher last week. He settled with a woman apparently for $1 million. We said, wow, only $1 million for not telling her that he had herpes.
Ooh.
And, she said, well, you knew of your diagnosis. So she got $1 million out of him. And you and I were wondering, only $1 million. Well, TMZ says, no, she sued for $10 million. So supposedly, they settled for $1 million. Then she came back and sued for 10. Well, now, she has revealed, she's anonymous, her name is Jane Doe in this lawsuit, said on Saturday she got the results after being tested to find out if she has contracted the virus. The test came back positive. So now, she wants $20 million. She wants $20 million for emotional harm.
Oh my goodness.
And medical bills and punitive damages. So
So Usher got the flow to make the ladies go, hey, give me $20 million.
Now, just to be fair, there is another report out there saying $40 million. But TMZ, who tends to be a little bit more accurate on some of these stories,
the 30 mile zone?
Stories with celebrities seem to get it down more, get the facts more. So, yeah, she said she was devastated when she got the results on Saturday. She had gone to get tested immediately after hearing the reports that Usher admitted to docs he has herpes simplex 2. So that's how she found out.
Little John just screaming, yeah. Gotta give her that money.
Can you believe, what is wrong with people? I watch this all the time. I'm like, you're one step away from appearing on Maury. Do you realize that? Seriously, you are one step away from appearing on Maury.
Oh, Usher. Well, he's already on the way. He's on The Voice, isn't he? So, yeah, he's taking the steps, right? Just becoming more and more.
No, I'm talking about her, not him.
Oh.
She's one step. What is wrong with people?
Oh, that's too. Yeah, well, maybe they'll do the paternity test.
One step away from finding out her baby daddy, dragging Usher on Maury. And lastly, for all you Beliebers out there, my niece is going to be very upset. Justin Bieber is not playing the remaining 15 dates of his Purpose World Tour. He's done 154 shows, but those last 15, just too much. According to TMZ, he's over it. He's just over it. So we'll see if he's over it when the insurance company tells him we're not paying and you're going to be sued. So we'll see if he's still over it at that point.
The baby now making adult decisions about his tour. 8:22 now on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but I own a really old home with no air conditioning. And you sit in some rooms and it's super duper hot. You can't understand why. We've figured it out. The windows, especially older windows, allow in the heat. EnergyStar.gov reports that a standard double pane window allows approximately 75% of the sun's heat into your home. And that's miserable. And you know what else it does? It jacks up your cooling bills because you're constantly lowering that air conditioning, making it cooler and cooler and cooler, and you're fighting a losing battle. Well, Thompson Creek windows can reduce the solar heat gain coming in through those windows, and that keeps you comfortable all summer long, and it reduces your cooling bills. You're going to love what Thompson Creek windows are going to do for your home. Thompson Creek Designs, they build the windows, and then they are the ones who install the windows that are built specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman. One less headache for you. They are completely accountable to you. So here's something that you do not want to miss. For the first time ever, you can save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. It's a great deal. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Do it before this offer is gone.
You know these nutrition magazine articles and books that are coming out on top athletes and celebrities all the time, and you read them and you're like, yeah, great, good to know. How does that 4,800 crazy daily calorie nutrition plan apply to me? Yeah. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Wouldn't it be nice to have your own food coach measure your exact body composition, know your daily life goals and stresses, a coach to put a plan based on you, someone to weigh you weekly, track your results scientifically, and hold you accountable? This is what you get with EMP 180 Weight Loss. Your food coach is EMP 180. They'll help you eat the right way, the healthy way, and that changes your engine. Your metabolic engine fires up and the pounds come off. Looking back when I was on EMP 180, I was losing big numbers every week. Why have you waited? Get into EMP 180 today, the standard of weight loss here in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them. Schedule your consultation today. 703-992-0620. That's 703-992-0620.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's J.R. Russ in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
This report sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Still a little bit slow on 95 in Virginia. Dumfries up to Occoquan and 395 below speed limit from the Beltway up to the Pentagon. 66 slow inbound Lee Highway to the Beltway. Virginia Beltway also inner loop slow Braddock Road on up over into Maryland up to River Road. GW Parkway still slow in spots coming in. That's in from the Beltway. 95 slow to the Beltway from the Intercounty Connector. And the outer loop, there's a crash at Georgia Avenue. That's slowing things all the way back to 95. Beltway inner loop slow from Branch Avenue down to the Wilson Bridge. Nothing in your way, just a lot of volume there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, here's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some quieter weather settling in, a little north breeze. Clouds mix in with clear sky this morning and a nice cloud sun mix this afternoon. And a pleasant 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik on the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 8:26 on WMAL. Working out to So you work 9 to 5 or
actually,
more?
Actually, I work 5 to 9.
You work 5 to 9? That's hilarious. Working 5 to 9. And you got it stuck in my head, Mary, all day long. Okay, let's see here. Your phone is costing your boss about 8 hours a week. Or if you're a boss, your employees' phones are costing you about 8 hours a week. That's according to a new study that says the time office workers spend checking their phones for emails, texts, or social media updates while on the job adds up to about that much. This is for non-work related business. A survey of professionals by staffing firm Office Team found that office workers squander an average of 56 minutes a day, or nearly 5 hours per week, using their mobile devices for non-work activities in the office. Add to that another 42 minutes a day on average spent doing other personal tasks, and the average employee could be wasting more than 8 hours per week work week on activities unrelated to their jobs. Is it time to start racking those phones outside those meeting rooms? You don't get to touch that.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of businesses will have blocks on certain things like Facebook or Twitter or other social media sites, so you can't get on them to do those
things. They just bail on Wi-Fi, go right for that 4G LTE network. I don't need to have your block. I'm going to get
in
anyway.
I don't need your stinking network.
So careful with those phones, all right? Try and do your job, or at least get your employees doing them. 828 on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those Cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Are those the magic hats?
Yes, sir. That's the official 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo and everything.
Does it make you happy?
Very happy.
Will it make me happy?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
What?
Point at something you wish would disappear.
How about all of that?
Look at this place. I feel amazing.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
You like Larry Kudlow?
I like Larry Kudlow.
I love Larry Kudlow. He has words to say, and he's going to say all of them in rapid succession, live on our air, in just mere moments. Larry Kudlow joins us on Mornings on the Mall. Stay tuned for that. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Days after being diagnosed with brain cancer, Arizona Senator John McCain's returning to Washington today to take part in a key vote on health care reform. And McCain's vote is critical as the Republicans have no margin for error.
You've seen an all-out blitz publicly. You had Vice President Mike Pence in Ohio with Senator Rob Portman, who's a holdout. You had the president in West Virginia with Shelley Moore Capito, who's a holdout. There are offers on the table, I'm told, by administration officials for things that holdouts could get behind the scenes. There are amendments that Senate leaders are saying could be made in order for other senators.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. President Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner returns to the Hill today for a second day of private meetings with congressional investigators. This time he'll have a closed-door conversation with lawmakers in the House Intelligence Committee. Kushner answered questions yesterday from staff on the Senate side, acknowledging four meetings with Russians during and after Mr. Trump's victorious White House bid. The minimum wage debate is heating up again in Montgomery County. The last attempt to raise it met with a veto from County Executive Ike Leggett. Now a new bill's before the County Council that would gradually raise the minimum to $15 an hour, but also ease the transition for nonprofits and small businesses. Council President Roger Berliner.
Hopefully we will find a path forward to get to yes, but it is an issue that there are two competing truths. One is that people work too hard for too little in our county, and the second is that it does have an adverse impact, particularly on our small business community.
And Northern Virginia Congressman Don Byers being sued for displaying a rainbow gay pride flag at his office on Capitol Hill. The man filing the suit, Chris Sevier, a frequent filer of lawsuits challenging gay rights. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,513, the NASDAQ at 6,411. Sports, the Orioles win again, beating the Rays. The Nats were idle. They open a home series against Milwaukee tonight. WNBA, the Mystics visit San Antonio. And Robert Griffin III works out today for the L.A. Chargers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement, or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation three times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has three major components: assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked, awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bollandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's J.R. Russ in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
95 in Virginia continues to be a headache today. Now we've got a multi-vehicle accident at 123. That's on the northbound side. Right lane blocked. It's slow back to Dumfries Road. 395 below speed limit inside the Beltway. 66 slow outside the Beltway from Lee Highway. On the west side of the Beltway, it's slow all the way around from Springfield all the way up to 270 in Maryland. That's on the inner loop. 95 slow to the Beltway from Powder Mill Road. And they're still working an accident at Georgia Avenue. So that's slowing the outer loop of the Beltway back from Georgia to I-95. Southbound BW Parkway slow 32 to 197. And the Beltway inner loop slow from Branch Avenue to the Wilson Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, here's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Drier air now continuing to work in. A couple of pretty decent days today, the better of the next two. Clouds mix in with clear sky this morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. A cooler 83 with a northwest breeze. Maybe a passing shower tonight, 68. Tomorrow, slight chance of a rain shower with increasing clouds late, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Dumfries, 71 in Greenbelt, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning, 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Joining us right now is Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of the Larry Kudlow Show here on WMAL. Saturdays at 7 o'clock. Larry, good morning and welcome. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. So Jared Kushner released an 11-page statement yesterday. He meets with the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors today. Are we going to start to see this Kushner investigation wind down?
I sure hope so, because there's no there there. There was never anything there there. In fact, there's no there there for this whole Russian collusion business. Nothing. I've never understood this, or maybe it's all the Democrats have. Let's get down to some policies, reforming health care, cutting taxes, and so forth. There's nothing here. I mean, I know Jared, and he's a smart guy. He's an honest guy. He's clean as a whistle. I mean, it's crazy. This whole thing is crazy.
Larry, you said you know Jared. When you heard him yesterday, the public doesn't get a chance to hear from Jared Kushner very often. And seeing him make a statement yesterday, of course, is exceptional just the fact that he did it. Did you read sincerity in his statement? Did you feel like did you have a takeaway from that?
You know, yes and no. It was a very brief statement. I just wanted to respond to that earlier part of your question. I don't think the public is watching this. I don't think the public cares about this. And I think the public is baffled by why Washington, D.C. spent so much time. I mean, this is the swamp at its worst, okay? That's the way I see it. Maybe I'm dead wrong. As I say, I know him, I worked with him in the campaign. I just saw him in the White House, I don't know, a week or two ago. There's nothing there. Let us get down to work. We have issues to solve, like health care reform and tax cuts to put some spring into the economy. Let's get the infrastructure going. I mean, this other stuff is so baffling to me, and I just think the public ain't watching. They're not watching. They don't know who these characters are, and they're so tired of it.
Yeah.
Everybody I talk to. Even the Trump people, Trump haters are already tired of it.
They're a recent poll suggests only 6% of the country thinks that Russia is the top issue. And so you're right in terms of being concerned.
You know what I mean? I mean, even the Democrats, in their own bumbling, stumbling way, are starting to think about a new agenda. It's not a very good one, but they're starting to think about it.
Well, let me ask you, let's talk about some substantive issues. Today, the Senate is supposed to take up some version of this Obamacare repeal. As it stands now, it can go from a light adjustment, it seems, which is like the end of the center leadership bill, to something more aggressive, like a full repeal with some delayed replace. Rand Paul likes that. What do you like? Are you kind of in favor of anything?
Rand Paul's on my bad list, by the way.
Is he? Why?
He's on my bad list, and he's a friend of mine. He's a good guy. But Rand Paul's on my bad list. And so is Mike Lee, and so is a bunch of others that are absolutely betraying, I want to underscore that, betraying the voters who voted them in to repeal and replace Obamacare. Okay? It's a little late for more showmanship from Rand and some others. Just get something done here. And you know what? Get rid of all the mandates. Use Ted Cruz's idea. Get rid of these insurance mandates. If you can't solve Medicaid, I don't know how much money they want to throw at Medicaid, but if you can't solve Medicaid, then just leave it be for another day. But the heart of the issue for Obamacare was the collapse of the individual exchanges, which itself is a function of mandates that are so expensive they're driving up premiums, and secondly, the essential benefits mandate, which are also driving up premiums and making the whole thing unaffordable. Get rid of the business mandate, get rid of the individual mandate, mandates, stop bailing out the insurance company. But most of all, I mean, Shelley Moore Capito, whom I've met, runs on eliminating Obamacare. Lisa Murkowski runs on eliminating Obamacare. Okay, how many other? Rob Portman runs on eliminating Obamacare. Now they're grandstanding and they're not going to vote for it, or so they say? This is nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Republican Party at its worst. This is the Republican swamp. And I just can't say it emphatically enough how discouraging, disappointing. Eventually, you know, it'll do them in. If you can't get something through, that'll just do them in, and they deserve it. They deserve it. Next time, let's run people against them. I'm just so sick of this.
Larry, you know, Rand Paul, though, he wrote an op-ed yesterday. He's framing this up as this is such a small incremental change that it does nothing but keep Obamacare in place. He even credits, he even says that he has Senate colleagues that have told him this is a terrible bill.
Yeah,
it doesn't repeal or solve any problems.
Rand Paul just thought of that weeks and weeks and months ago. Okay? Rand Paul ran against the... You know, it doesn't mean... I mean, I've had some legislative experience. I was an OMB deputy years ago when Ronald Reagan had a pretty sweeping reform agenda. You don't have to get every single thing done in the first vote. You can get what Reagan used to call a half loaf now and get the other half later. But these others, I'm sorry, Rand is a good guy, but he has been destructive. The guy who's been terrific here, at least on the conservative wing, is Ted Cruz, who's the guy who came up with the idea, let the insurance company let them put out separate items, get rid of the mandates, let people be free to choose. That stuff's terrific. Whoever said that the perfect should be the enemy of the good? Whoever said that an entitlement can be overturned in one fell swoop and one vote? Who said that? Where does it say that in the Constitution? Whoever said you can't make a deal? All right? I don't get this stuff. These people do not know how to govern, and they are turning their backs and betraying the voters who put them in office in the first place. They are doing the Republican Party great harm, and they are stopping Donald Trump from getting his agenda through, which, in my view, is predicated particularly right now around tax cuts, business tax cuts, small business tax cuts, pass-through tax cuts, infrastructure, business investment and a doubling of the standard deduction, which Steve Moore and I have been pushing. And that's where we should be going. I mean, yeah, it doesn't repeal. I get that. It
right.
doesn't repeal. Well, let's just get something now, and then let's cut taxes and get the economy booming again, and then let's revisit health care. So I have no sympathy with the argument you're making. I have no sympathy with that point of view. None. Zero.
All right. Health care notwithstanding. Larry Kudlow saying there's a lot of work to be done. Larry, thanks so much for joining us again on WMAL.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. 844 on WMAL.
What could you do with an extra $20,000? That's the average our clients keep when selling their homes with us instead of the traditional high commission agents. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In today's real estate world, there's simply no reason to pay those high commissions anymore. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
845, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's J.R. Russ in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you much. Multi-vehicle accident continues to be worked on northbound 95 at 123. Right lane blocked. Slow back to Dumfries Road. Now there's a reported accident 95 south in Virginia. Southbound near Fairfax County Parkway. Two right lanes blocked. Also an accident in Manassas. Wellington Road at Grant Avenue. 395 below speed inside the Beltway still. 66 also slow from Lee Highway to the Beltway. The Beltway also in Virginia, slow from Springfield all the way around to River Road in Maryland. 95 slow to the Beltway from Powder Mill Road, getting down to the Beltway. And also they're clearing the accident at Georgia Avenue, but the Beltway still slow. Outer loop back to 95. Southbound BW Parkway still slow 32 to 197. And the Beltway is slow. Inner loop from Branch Avenue to Wilson to the Wilson Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, here's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Drier air now continuing to work in. A couple of pretty decent days today, the better of the next two. Clouds mix in with clear sky this morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. A cooler 83 with a northwest breeze. Maybe a passing shower tonight, 68. Tomorrow, slight chance of a rain shower with increasing clouds late, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh-ho! Right now in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 847 on WMAL. New poll. New polls. We love polls. Those fake polls. A new poll out of Virginia. It's a Monmouth University poll. Shows us that that governor's race, you know, the one between Ralph Northam and Ed Gillespie.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, is that thing tight. These two men are tied at 44% of likely voters right now, according to this new Monmouth University poll, suggesting that this thing is going to be a dead heat. You know, the Washington Post writing yesterday, for all the talk of Virginia's purpleness giving way to blue, this new poll has Democrat Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam in a tie with Republican Ed Gillespie. That's a nice start for Ed Gillespie, keeping things narrow with Ralph Northam, very narrow, 44%. Just 3% of the vote is going to Cliff Hira, and 9% are undecided. That seems like a small percentage of the population to be sitting this one out. 9% considered undecided right now. The big push, the Post, the big edge that Gillespie has, the Post notes, is in cash. After that primary, Gillespie, as we were talking about this week, he was able to sit on a lot of that cash thinking that Corey Stewart wasn't going to be the threat that he ended up being. Meanwhile, Ralph Northam's attempts at turning away Tom Perriello required that he just dump cash into that race.
You know, you noted the 9% undecided and said, you know, wow, what a small percentage that is to be undecided this early in the race. They only had one debate so far. And I wonder if this mimics what we saw during the presidential campaign, where the people who loved Hillary Clinton were loved, and there was nothing Donald Trump could say to change their minds or anything she could say to change their minds. Same thing with Trump supporters. There was nothing Hillary Clinton could have said to make me pull the lever for her. There's nothing. She could have walked on water in front of me, and I would have said, not happening, still not voting for you. I wonder if the same thing's happening here, that people are just so, I'm voting for the Democrat, or I'm voting for the Republican, and there is nothing that could happen in these debates, these upcoming debates, to make people change their minds.
I don't know. I feel like Virginia's rather open-minded about this question, and there might be some vote switching going on. When it comes to Gillespie, this is an interesting breakdown, though, if you want to talk about how people are breaking. Non-Hispanic voters, white voters, are breaking for Gillespie 54% to Northam's 36%. Meanwhile, let's flip the coin. Non-white voters, 69% for Northam, whereas 18% are for Gillespie. So there's some real disparity there on race demographics, breaking down how they're going on this.
But they break down along classic lines, don't they?
Definitely. Republicans with white non-Hispanic voters and Democrats with minority voters.
Yep.
It's breaking in a traditional way in that sense. The gender breakdowns are also mirroring that. 50% of likely female voters plan to cast a ballot for Northam, with 37% for Gillespie. And meanwhile, 51% of men plan to vote for Gillespie, to just 37% for Northam. So they had this debate this past weekend, and you remember, talk about money and Ed Gillespie. He got, I think it was a $2 million infusion from the RGA immediately after that debate. They were happy with him.
He did well.
Trump people hoping he can win these Trump voters over. So we'll see. It's a tight one in Virginia right now. More to come. 8:51 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Every kid out there, maybe every parent as well, wants the answer to this question. Is pizza healthy? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Well, depending on the type of crust, the amount of cheese, and the toppings used, pizza can rank anywhere from nutritionally decent to a total diet disaster. Pros, says nutritionist Lisa Dreher, lots of calcium from cheese and disease-fighting lycopenes from tomatoes. Those cons, though, can add up when you start adding extra cheese and toppings like ham, sausage, or pepperoni. Those calories, sodium, and saturated fat really do add up fast. Now, if you enjoy pizza on a regular basis, says Dreher, try making it at home using healthier ingredients. For example, you can use whole wheat English muffins, part skim mozzarella cheese, and tomato sauce without added salt. Also, don't forget to top it with lots of vegetables. The more colorful, the better. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. It provides protection from the sun's harmful rays and can keep your patio about 20 degrees cooler. Call 800-327-7779 now, and you can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 with your special $200 discount certificate. Call 800-327-7779 now for your discount certificate, and you'll also get a free awning idea kit. Call 800-327-7779. That's 800-327-7779.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, honey, did you hear about the neighbor's new roof? They found out their warranty wasn't what they thought it was when they got it replaced.
Isn't our roof warranty good for 25 years?
Nope, I looked into it. We lost all the coverage on labor after 3 years, and materials coverage depreciates every year. So now might actually be the best time for us to get a new roof.
Well, we have talked about it.
Let's call New Look Home Design. They'll send somebody out to check our attic and give us a quote on the spot for free. We get a free upgrade to designer shingle colors. Plus, New Look's warranty covers labor and materials for as long as we live here and transfers to the new owner if we sell.
New Look's warranty transfers? And I heard they do new roofs in a single day. Sounds like we should give them a call.
To see if now is the best time for you to get a new roof, call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com. Call or visit today and get 5 years same as cash on your new roof for well-qualified buyers.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out how UMUC can work for you. Get started on fulfilling your dreams with one of our 90-plus programs and specializations. No application fee if you apply before August 7th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
It's 8:55. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Let's go over to J.R. Russ in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the multi-vehicle accident on 95 in Virginia at 123 has been cleared, but still backups to Dumfries Road. Southbound 95, they're still working an accident at Fairfax County Parkway. Two right lanes reportedly blocked. And there's an accident in Manassas at Wellington Road at Grant Avenue while we're in Virginia. Also, 66 reportedly slow at 123, backups to 234. 395 slow King Street to Crystal City. Inner loop of the Beltway slow Springfield in Virginia to River Road in Maryland. Outer loop of the Beltway around the top side slow from 95 to Georgia Avenue. Earlier accident cleared. 95 slow approaching the Beltway from Powder Mill. Southbound BW Parkway slow Arundel Mills to Powder Mill. And the inner loop of the Beltway slow from St. Barnabas Road down to the Wilson Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, here's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Drier air now continuing to work in. A couple of pretty decent days today, the better of the next two. Clouds mix in with clear sky this morning. A mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon. A cooler 83 with a northwest breeze. Maybe a passing shower tonight, 68. Tomorrow, slight chance of a rain shower with increasing clouds late, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 74 degrees, 8:56.
Listen.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
And I'm thinking, there it is.
Love it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAM.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sonaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. sonaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's the model year-end at Nissan. And right now, we're giving you the bottom line on our best lineup ever. Get big model year-end savings on Rogue, America's best-selling SUV. Titan, with America's best limited truck warranty. And the last of our 2017 lineup. Hurry in to Nissan's bottom line model year-end event and save up to $10,760 on select models. Or get 0% financing for up to 72 months on 12 models. Plus, check out the brand new Nissan Rogue Sport, the agile addition to the Nissan Rogue family. Bottom line, these offers end soon. Shop your local Nissan dealer and choose Nissan.com. Nissan, innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers, up to $2,778 per month per thousand financed for 72 months. Up to $10,760 on 2017 Titan XD, $8,500 cash back, $500 MMAC cash, and $1,760 Platinum Reserve Bed Utility Package savings. Offers vary by model. Finance through NMAC and take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details on offers, sales, data sources, and warranty information. Offers end 7/31/17.
Cal Thomas joins us tomorrow. That'll be nice. And also that healthcare vote is going to happen today. I don't know what that means precisely, but something will happen.
We're not sure what.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say this right now. Guaranteed, the president's going to tweet, take that to the bank.
Take it.
He's so proud of himself.
Spike of the ball, yeah. Walking out on quite a thin limb there, I think.
Nobody can even see me dancing right now.
Interesting tweets from the president this morning and yesterday. And Jeff Sessions has to be pulling out his remaining hair, and it's another bad day for him. All kinds of crazy stuff going on. A restaurant in New York putting a limit